words less thinking. Logic's bets in the cut, got the game on lock. Flipping dimes, calling shots, every move non-stop. 615, bully slayer, playing odds like dice. In the trap house, betting lines, make your racks feel nice. Pushing the line, we don't fold, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Pauly Slayer stacking chips like your bricks. Legends calling plays, mixing schemes so slick. Numbers on the board, all these digits don't lie. In this trap house sports, best we fly. Pushing the line, we don't fall, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Got your bankroll rising like the early morning sun. From parlays to straight plays, we stun. Twisted stats, breaking news, all for the gain. In this world of odds, we reign. Lines moving swift like the rate in the night. Heavy hitters in this game got the insight. Magic's with the tip, 615 with the hit. Podcast worldwide, see us never miss. Hey.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back.
Oh my lord.
What?
It's week one. I'm excited.
Oh, and Christian McCaffrey is good to go.
I seen. I could not sleep last night. It was like Christmas Eve for me.
Well, that's part of the reason I'm waking up late.
Yeah. Yeah, Hack, as I call him, he was fooling with them damn women last night.
Man, look, I wish that was it, but I was up last night doing my last minute research. I was going to get up this morning and do some last minute research on some props. So I don't have many props for you today. This is usually the window that I'm researching. So next week I'll try to have some props for you.
That's all right. We can research while we do the show.
No, I ain't doing all that.
We got good info today. It's week one. Hey, everything is an open slate. Let's see.
I love week one so much because it's the first week of actual football, but I also hate betting week one because everything is new. You can't go off preseason, so it's kind of hard to read.
Absolutely. I'm with it. I got my breaking news on Sleeper coming through. Darnell Mooney is out today.
Oh, Drake London.
And that just so happens to be our first game. The Bucks and the Falcons.
Drake London and Kyle Pitts.
Yes, sir. If you want to talk prop bets, I currently have a prop bet in with Kyle Pitts catching at least 3 passes today. But anyway, since we own it, let that be a segue before we get into it. We got to say something about yesterday. We thought yesterday was going to be a bad college football day, and it turned out to be pretty damn good. Go ahead.
That's why I'm tired. I was up from the crack ass dawn to damn near past midnight watching football.
Did you watch that UNLV? UCLA game.
You know I had to turn on to see what Nico was doing. He actually looked good, but
I was just about to say he looked pretty good.
He screwed himself. He threw an interception to close out the game to the guy that was talking all that trash to him.
He did. It was a hell of a game. He brought him back. Like, I'm gonna give him his credit, but you know, the dude made a hell of a defensive play. It was what it was. They're 0-2. And Dan Mullen got those running Rebels running. They 3-0.
And since we're talking about college football, if you watched our last show on Friday and you listened to the best that I told you to take, all 5 of them hit.
They did. I got some more news. See, we're going to give y'all news while it's on. The Commanders, Chris Rodriguez is a healthy scratch today. I don't know what that means for Bill Krosky. Eckler's the starter, and I believe, is it McIntosh? I think the other running back's last name is McIntosh.
Is it Kenny McIntosh?
I believe it's Kenny McIntosh. Okay. I think he came from Miami, too.
Or is it Martinez?
Nah, I know it's not Martinez.
No, Martinez is someone else.
Okay. No, we both wrong. It's Jeremy McNichols.
McNichols used to be a Titan. You know I got to bring that up.
All right, man. Shit, let's get into it. We're going to get y'all up out of here. Hopefully some of these notes that we took, research that we did, it'll help y'all with your bets. It'll help you with your fantasy team today. Again, let me turn my live chat on.
Let me do that.
Anybody in here? Abe is in here today. My brother is in here today.
C. Wayne.
Abe live from the bank. He out there fishing. But anyway, man, it's week one. Our first game. We got the Bucks and the Falcons. The Bucks have lost 5 of their last 6 to the Falcons. I will, for fantasy purposes, let me throw this in there. 3 of Drake London's top 5 receiving games have come against Tampa Bay, and Darnell Mooney is out. You was talking about prop bets. We just gave you one. I think Kyle Pitts will start the season off pretty good today with at least 3 catches.
Man,
because
opening up with a divisional game. I'm gonna tell you. Week one, home divisional dogs historically cover and win outright more than people think. The public is betting on Tampa Bay heavy right now. Of course, the Falcons swept the Bucks last year. And that's before Michael Penix even got the buzz going. Their defense had difficulty rushing last year, but they added some pieces in the draft and they added a couple pieces in free agency to help with the pressure. If they can keep pressure on Baker Mayfield, that will set them up for upset. I'm taking the Falcons money line.
Taking the Falcons money line.
You about to call that funny money?
No.
There you was.
I want to see how the Falcons and the Bucks running game do. This is a premier running back challenge today with Bucky Irvin and Bijan Robinson. So I want to see which one has the better game today. It's going to be pretty interesting. I can see this game being high scoring as well. You know, if you know Michael Penix, he liked to spin it. They call him Michael Spinix. So I think Drake London going to have a good game. Chris Godwin is out. McMillan is out.
So Vita Vea is banged up, and Kate Otten's still banged up. They may play today, but they're banged up.
Yep. So I feel like you can take a flag. I feel like you can take a dart throw at Emeka Egbuka in this game.
I think his receiving yards is around the 50 mark. So it's definitely a dart throw.
50 being the ceiling, probably. I would probably bet it. If I was betting it, I would go 40.
Add it to a parlay. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's the first game. That game is in Atlanta. That is a 12 o'clock start. All these are 12 o'clock starts. Our second game is one that I'm going to be looking at. It's the Bengals versus the Browns. The Bengals have lost 5 of their last 6 week one games. But they have beaten Cleveland 4 out of the last 5. Joe Burrow has the second worst week one and week two record for all quarterbacks since 1950 with a 1-9 record. Do you know who number one is at 0-10?
Browns.
This is a hell of a trivia question. Josh McCown.
Oh, Josh McCown.
Since 1950, Josh McCown, he's 0-10. Joe Burrow is 1-9. Zach Taylor as a coach is 1-11. Just for fantasy purposes, throwing this out here, Ja'Marr Chase has been held under 100 yards in 6 of his 7 games against Cleveland. But nobody's benching him. I just wanted to throw that out.
I wouldn't bench him. And before I get into what I'm going to say about this game, if you like to bet on football, you got to catch some of these lines early before they start moving. It will behoove you to sign up for the All Access VIP. That way you get my picks and Mike's picks early in the week before these lines move. Because what's the line on this game right now? Do you know what it is, Mike?
I believe it's Cincinnati 4. Is it 4 or 4.5?
Okay. It's Cincinnati 5.5. It's 5.5 Damn. Now. I called it early in the week and I sent it out to my customers at -4.5. I'll take -4.5 rather than that 5.5 all day long. You got Burrow and Chase healthy. Cincinnati's offensive line is a little more polished than it was last year. I think they take this one early. It might mess around to be a blowout because it's the Browns. The Browns are going to brown.
The crazy part about it is I do think the Bengals going to win, but it wouldn't shock me if the Browns won. Just because if they can't get no pressure on Joe Flacco, I feel like Njoku can tear their ass apart across that middle because they don't have much back there. But I think they're going to let Hendrickson run wild and try to get as many sacks as he can. But I am taking the Bengals. I think it may be a pretty high-scoring game. It may be a pretty – I'm hoping for high-scoring games today for fantasy purposes. We got a hater in the live chat.
Might get Doo-Doo Green. Oh, there he goes, Sneezy.
You know, he a Titans fan. That's why they don't
Whoa. Time out.
It's not all y'all. Okay. But that it be those, that's why y'all don't win.
All right.
I have on a green jersey of the defending Super Bowl champions. The last time we played his team, we won 35-10 with your best wide receiver.
Well,
since
we talking about your team, why were your fans outside the Dallas Cowboys hotel room waiting for them to leave talking about Dak Prescott, you suck dick?
Because we got the best fans in the NFL.
Best fans? That's rude and disrespectful.
That's why we the best fans in the NFL.
I understand talking shit at the game, having a good time. Take your ass home and stay away from the folks' hotel room.
Would you rather him talk shit or would you rather them send death threats to you as a player and your children and tell
neither one. The game is over. Y'all won. Take your ass home. Go get your Philly cheesesteak or something.
A.J. Brown came here to do a charity event and you threatened him and his children? Sir, your team can go to hell.
You. I don't say me. I ain't got nothing
to do with you. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about these lowly Titans fans that I guess they need a rival. They ain't done shit. We won the Super Bowl. You had the number one pick. We so far from each other. I really shouldn't even be lowering myself to even respond. I should just go on to this next game.
Well, let's do that. Go to this next game.
The Miami Dolphins versus the Indianapolis Colts. It sounds like it's going to be a boring game, but watch it mess around and not be. So the Dolphins have only beat the Colts 2 times since 2003. Tyreek Hill, since coming to Miami, has averaged 8 catches, 146 yards, and 1 touchdown in his Week 1 game. And we know why that is, because he got a healthy Tua. I am looking for Miami to come out strong. Hopefully. That's all I can give them.
I think it's odd that the Colts were the favorites.
Were
they? -1.5.
I guess it could be because they're at home, maybe.
I mean, they still got Daniel Jones at quarterback.
That's true. What I am looking for with Daniel Jones and his offense, I hope he just gives Jonathan Taylor the ball every time. But I also want to see how they incorporate Tyler Warren. I'm going to start Tyler Warren in my fantasy league. I want to see rookie tight ends, as far as we had this conversation when we did tight end top 10. A rookie tight end has been tight end 1 for the past 2 seasons. with Brock Bowers and LaPorta. So I feel like this could be a sneaky good game, but you just don't know. It's the unknown of Daniel Jones. Now, he could go out here today and have a hell of a game because we all know Miami's secondary is depleted because they traded away Ramsey, and they also traded away Jonnu Smith, who was a leading wide receiver. So I think it's got some interesting back and forth in this game.
Well, one thing's for sure, Miami speed is always a live bet. Yep. You do not have Jonnu Smith anymore. Darren Waller is out today. So the wide receivers will be the main focus in the passing game. I believe A-Chain is healthy. So they're going to dink and dunk to him out of the backfield. Indy's backfield depth is kind of shaky. I mean, you got Jonathan Taylor, but Goodson's banged up. I'm going to take the better roster here.
Miami.
Overall, Miami. Miami money line.
I liked it. That was a hell of a call, too, with that. I forgot about that. Darren Waller being out. All right. So, next, we got the Las Vegas Raiders and the Patriots.
The Raiders.
What Bill Belichick said about the Patriots this morning or last night?
He confirmed that he is no longer welcome in their facilities and they are no longer welcome in his.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
Well, I mean, I'm starting to think they think he might be on the Epstein list or something and just don't want that bad karma around with them young girls.
It's something. That man won y'all 6 Super Bowls and you just like, nah, bro, we good. Anyway, this is the renewal of the Tuck Rule game, which I feel like was a fumble. But anyway, both teams have new coaches coming in here. Of course, you know the new Patriots coach is Mike Vrabel. You know the new Raiders coach is Pete Carroll, the oldest coach to ever coach in a game today, week one.
And he still moved better than me.
That shit, he moved better than me too. Of course, big news for the Patriots offseason. Well, one of them, they got Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs has never scored a touchdown against the Raiders. Did not know that. This game is one of the few games that's going to have rain. Expect a lot of rain. The Raiders and the Patriots only had one game with a 100-yard rusher last season, which I found that was crazy to me. The Raiders had one 100 rushing yard game, and it was Amir Abdullah. Mm. Also, the Patriots had the least amount of 100-yard receiving games with 2, with only one coming from a receiver last year, and one of them was from Hunter Henry in week 2, and the other one was Keyshawn Booty in the very last game with Joe Milton as the quarterback.
Hey, man, why Abraham got jokes?
Because, I mean, they do. They do.
Man, like you said, it's been raining in New England overnight. That's going to make field conditions not the greatest. Mm-hmm. You got Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator of the Patriots, and when he was the coach of the Raiders, he loved to use Josh Jacobs and control the tempo of the game. He's got Ramondre Stevenson still. He's got Travion Henderson. With the field being bad and rain, this might be a grinding game. You got Ashton Jeanty on the other side. They're going to utilize the running backs. This is going to be a grinded out game. I am taking the Raiders and Patriots to go under 44.5.
Man, when I tell you I'm happy to see my big dog in this chat over here. Mr. West.
Wayman West.
My dog. Been my dog. Shit, since middle school. But let me throw this at you. Since it's raining and we know Ramondre Stevenson has a fumble problem, do you expect to see more Travion Henderson this game than Ramondre Stevenson?
Man, I honestly expect to see Travion Henderson more than Stevenson throughout the year, but I'd be wary of starting him if you got him on your fantasy team.
So your bid is the heavy load Ramondre today?
Nope. Start somebody else if you got them.
Travion? Or just lead, or just fade the whole Patriots backfield.
Fade the whole Patriots backfield. That's just my opinion. But
I thought you was gonna like Travion today.
I do like Travion, but man, I don't mess with those rain games too much. Whenever when it comes to props.
So let me throw this out to you: would you try to play Drake May for at least 15 rushing yards today?
I don't mess with the rain games when it comes to props. I'm telling you.
He's mobile. All the reason I'm saying that is because he's mobile. You know Max Crosby. He's one of the most indefensible defensive ends in the game. Drake May got some wheels on him. And if it's raining and these Patriot wide receivers can't get separation, although they should be able to. You know, he takes off here and there. He's pretty mobile. So yeah, let me throw this usually
good for whatever his long rush is. If you bet that every week and get the early line, you usually come out on top.
So let me throw this out. What you expecting of Brock Bowers today?
He'll be the heavy target, but with it raining, how them hands gonna hold up?
I like it. So next, this is my interesting game of the day. We got the Cardinals and the Saints. The Cardinals have lost their last four games when they go to New Orleans. And of all teams, the Saints are on a 6-game week one winning streak. Once again, you know the main person on the Saints, Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara is the only running back to ever average 70 catches in a season. I don't expect that to change. That's the Saints. I don't have much faith in them. They starting Spencer Rattler today. You know what that looked like last season. Now, for him, he does get Olave back today. So, we'll see what that looked like.
Still a new offense
with Kellen Moore as the coach. Is he calling the plays? I'm sure he is.
I think he is.
Yeah. On the other side of the ball, you know, we expecting big things out of Kyler Murray. With this offense, with James Conner, Trey McBride was a high draft pick in fantasy. He's came out. I seen the interview with Kyler Murray early in the week. He talked about him and Marvin Harrison worked on their chemistry. So I'm expecting a better season from Marvin Harrison this year. Last year we got a little burned. We picked him at the late first round, early second. So let's see what that looked like this year.
Chase Young is out for the Saints. That's going to affect their pass rush. Mm-hmm. They've got two offensive linemen out. Trey Palmer is inactive, so that will affect the passing game. Like you said, Marvin Harrison and Kyler Murray worked on their chemistry this offseason. I think they can come out. They're going to run 13 personnel a lot. They ran it more than anybody in the league last year and was more successful than anybody else in the league whenever they ran it. 13 personnel. Trey McBride did not have a touchdown until late in the season. They're going to get him started early this year. I'm putting him down for an anytime touchdown today because I feel like they are going to get him involved and get him into the end zone to get that offensive roll. I caught the Cardinals at -6.5. It's moved to -5.5.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were going to bet on the Cardinals, now it's time to do it because the line has moved lower.
You taking the Cardinals?
I already took the Cardinals, -6.5.
Okay. I'm taking the Cardinals. I don't think New Orleans got enough to compete.
They don't. They might be in tank mode, honestly.
I wonder for who, because – right now,
I mean, LSU quarterbacks look good in New Orleans.
That's true. That is true. All right, man. So next, we got the quarterback swap bowl. We got Justin Fields versus Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers versus the Jets. Aaron Rodgers was with the Jets last season. Justin Fields was with the Steelers last season. I wish they would have kept him. I feel like this may be one of the low-scoring games of the day.
Hey, man, there you go taking my talking points again.
No, you good. I didn't even write nothing down. I promise, I ain't even write nothing down for this game. I think they're going to put Sauce Gardner on DK, and they just going to be like, you know what? If you beat us, you're going to have to beat us with anybody but DK Metcalf.
Well, usually when you take my talking point, that lets them know we're on the same page, which usually means it's a good thing. I mean, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is now the quarterback of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. The Jets now got Justin Fields. You got two strong defenses. Rodgers hadn't blown anyone out in camp, so I don't see that offense just doing anything spectacular. I think both teams are going to grind it out. I see it being like a 20 to 17 game.
Yeah.
So I took under 39. I don't see the offense for the Steelers getting to move the ball. So I'm taking Jaylen Warren under 55 and a half yards as a prop today.
Mm.
He's more of a change of pace back, not a bell cow back. So they'll get him in there. They'll get him involved, but they'll probably use some of those other running backs also. And they're going to have to pass late because I think they're going to be coming from behind.
Who, the Steelers or the Jets?
Steelers.
Oh, you think the Jets going to win?
I mean, it's going to be iffy.
Hear that, A? He taking the Jets?
It's going to be iffy. I didn't say I was taking the Jets. I said I was taking the under 39. I did not bet on no spread or money line for that game.
Oh, okay. Pittsburgh is a 2.5-point favorite. So how I see it, some of the things I want to see just for fantasy purposes, I want to see if Aaron Jones runs Breece Hall or Braylon Allen the more, or if he just splits it straight down the middle.
I think Breece Hall is going to get the bulk.
Okay. I mean, I would like that. I don't have Breece Hall on none of my fantasy teams because he seemed like he know that he just not going to get a big – he wasn't very positive when he came out and was interviewed at anything he said this offseason. Of course, play Garrett Wilson. If you know Justin Fields going to do anything, he going to force feed the ball to Garrett Wilson. Is Mason Taylor playing today?
I believe he is.
He was banged up in the preseason. Okay, I want to see how they incorporate Mason Taylor. I'm interested to see this game, man. You never know. I know it's a bunch of defensive stars in this game on both sides. I just want to see how this game go. I'm rooting for Justin Fields, man. I really want Justin Fields to have a good season this year.
Mason Taylor is a go. They're without Jelani Woods, which is their backup tight end, and they're without Alan Lazard. So,
all right. So our next game is an NFC East battle. We got the Giants versus the Commanders. I didn't write no notes for this game either. The Giants, they have a new team pretty much, where especially a quarterback. They got Russell Wilson starting. They got Jameis Winston. They got Jackson Dart, who looked very good in the preseason. Whole new backfield. Tyrone Tracy took over, but it's his backfield now with Cam Scatterbo. Do not be surprised if you see Cam Scatterbo more than you think you will. I'll be interested. I seen Russell Wilson interview on 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. I'll be interested to see if he really meant what he said about feeding Malik Nabers the ball as much as he wanted. Malik Nabers was dealing with a back injury and a toe injury, but he out there, so he good. On the Commander side, of course, they got Debo. We just told you today that Rodriguez is zapped. He's not playing today, so that leaves Austin Ekeler. Of course, if you've been watching, they traded Brian Robinson to San Francisco. Still got Zach Ertz. They re-signed Terry McLaurin. So a lot of people think the Giants can pull this game out today. What you think?
Well, it is week one. It's a divisional game. Week one divisional underdogs, usually farewell, just like I said with the Atlanta Falcons Buccaneers game. Giants got a new look offense. Mm-hmm. Brian DeBoer, he's coaching for his job this year. If he has a bad year and they come out hot, they come out cold, he might be gone before midseason. So I think he's going to coach them boys up. Washington's offense is probably overvalued because of what they did last year. They're still going to do similar, but you went without your number one wide receiver for all the training camps, so the chemistry might not automatically be there. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Giants plus six. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but I think they have a chance to cover.
The Black Lee Corso has spoken. Hey, I hear you though. A lot of people are saying this Giants defensive line with Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, they think they're going to get after the quarterback. They think it's going to keep the Giants in a lot of games. They're going to run the ball with Tyrone Tracy. They're going to throw the ball to Malik Nabers. I don't know. I think they got a chance. I think a lot of people – go ahead.
Speaking of Malik Nabers, the best fantasy football team name I have seen so far this year, my neighbors think I'm selling dope.
Ain't that in our fantasy group?
I don't know. Somebody might have did it.
I seen somebody.
I sent you a picture of it.
I'm playing in a league where somebody got that name as well. Abe said Russell Wilson is washed. I honestly think he is done. I'd rather put Dart in there. I think eventually they will put Jackson Dart in there. I don't think Russell Wilson is washed. But I know, of course, he's not the Russell Wilson that he was in Seattle. But I don't think he watched. I think if he was in Indy, he would be a no doubt starting quarterback there. I do think that. I don't think he watched. I think Russ got about one or two more seasons, and then him and Sierra can go have as many babies as they want to have.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Next game. Woo wee. The Panthers versus the Jags. The Panthers' defense was historically bad last year. They gave up 534 points, which was the worst in NFL history. The Jaguars finished the season 2-8. They lost 8 of their last 10. The only team they could beat was the Titans, which was weird. I don't understand that. Jaguars had only two games with a 100-yard rusher, and they was both Tank Bixby, but Travis Etienne is the RB1 for now. It was just posted yesterday that Travis Hunter will be an every down wide receiver and a situational corner. I am interested to see how he fits in his offense with Brian Thomas. I think it helps Brian Thomas because you can't double him. Jameis will start before Dart till they fix that line. But yeah, I'm interested to see.
Jameis going to end up in New Orleans.
Yeah, I think Jameis getting traded myself, honestly. But go ahead. Give me your thoughts about the Panthers and the Jags.
Oh, this is going to be a hot Florida opener. I can't believe the Jaguars even favorite. You got a new head coach. You got a new offensive system. And don't get me wrong. Other than his little Duval incident, I like him as a coach. He's done great things with a quarterback, and he might be what Trevor Lawrence really need in a coach. On the other side, Bryce Young showed progression last year late after he started got benched, had a chance to watch. Xavier Leggett, he needs to prove himself this year and show that he is worthy of that high draft pick they used on him. They got Chet McMillan. You got Chuba Hubbard. Chuba's in the running game doing things. I think he actually helped me win my league last year. I see the Panthers maybe not winning,
but covering the spread.
Covering the spread. I got them at plus four.
That's right now, it's Jacksonville 3.5.
3.5, and I caught plus four.
What's your realistic Who has the better game today? Let me ask you that. I'm leaning Tech, but I'm going to ask. Who has the better receiving game today? Tech, McMillan, or Travis Hunter?
Tech.
Because he's wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he about the only person that's tall enough for Bryce Young to see looking over that line.
I like Ted a lot. Yeah, Jameis Winston was in New Orleans already.
He didn't play bad there.
Yeah, he didn't. That's what I was going to say. He didn't play bad there. Now, he went to Tampa Bay. Of course, he had that year where he threw the 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. But overall, one thing we know about Jameis Winston, he going to throw it. He going to chuck it. He going to throw it. He going to get a lot of yards. He may throw four touchdowns, but he may throw three interceptions. But damn it, he going to throw the ball. This is really more of a we just want Chris Olave to have a real good season trade for most people. We just want him to go to New Orleans for that reason only. Look, what's the next game we got? Oh, this is your boys, heck.
Hey, man, look.
The Titans versus the Broncos. So the Titans are currently tied with the Browns with the longest losing streak coming into the season with six straight losses. Cam Ward makes his NFL debut. In the last four games and five out of the last six in this series, neither team has scored over 20 points. I am hoping that Cam Ward goes out here and has a Cam Newton-type opening game. I know it's going to be tough. This is a hell of a way to make your NFL start with probably the best defense in the NFL. And you up there at sea level in Denver. And if anybody can do it, Cam Ward can do it.
Let me Lee Corso you real quick. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Anybody knows, I love the Titans. Love them to death. Talk more shit about them when they're doing bad and praise them when they're doing good. But this altitude tax on a rookie quarterback,
it's going to kick his ass.
I ain't saying it's going to kick his ass, but it's going to affect him. You got the Broncos defense, which is one of the nastiest defenses in the league. Surtain is probably going to be on Ridley all game. You got Alex Singleton shoring up that middle. You got Hufanga from that used to be in San Francisco, strong safety, helping in the secondary.
Nick Benito,
he just signed a new contract. On offense, you got Sutton that just signed a new contract. He's going to have to come out and prove that he's worth it. You got a real running back in J.K. Dobbins in the backfield. Mims started to come on good last year. As much as I love my Titans and as much as I would love to see them come in and upset Denver, it's just not going to happen today.
You got Denver pretty. Sound like you got Denver big today.
Nah, I got Denver minus 7.5. The spread is now 8.5. It has moved.
I'm rooting for the Titans today. I think they're going to cover.
I appreciate it. I don't think they're going to cover.
It's for no other reason. I just want Cam Ward to be good. I know they're not going to win. I do not think the Titans are going to win this game whatsoever. I honestly want this dude to come here and succeed. We about to get this new stadium. Just come out here and play the best that you can. When I say the best that you can, I ain't saying go for 450 and four. But if you go for 150 yards and you throw one touchdown pass and no interceptions, that's a good day, especially against this defense where you going.
I've got Cam Sutton anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, Courtless. Why I say Cam Courtless. Sutton?
I got
Cam Sutton used to play for the Tennessee Vols. I got Courtland Sutton as an anytime touchdown. Our defense is not the greatest, so they get in the red zone, they're going to target him. It would be smart to start Calvin Ridley because Cam Ward is going to target him every chance he gets. That's going to be his guy throughout the season. That's going to be his safety valve. Forget everybody else. Now, with the Titans, I think they're going to have to come from behind. They're going to play from behind. So the running game will not be effective. Tony Pollard, under 62.5 rushing yards. That's the prop I'm taking today.
I got Tony Pollard, too. The Titans are known for changing their quarterback and not using their strengths. Do y'all think they will let Cam Ward play how he plays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we coming into the age now to where these coaches, they have to let these young quarterbacks use their skills and their strengths because at the end of the day, that's what they drafted them for. I think Lamar Jackson was kind of like the leader of this change. Like, they wanted Lamar and Cam Newton to be pocket passers, and you didn't draft them to just be a pocket passer. You drafted them because they're dynamic. Because if a play break down, they can go run for a 70-yard touchdown. And that's the new thing. If you watched the Michigan-Oklahoma game last night, when the pocket broke down, John Mateer got out the pocket. He can throw on the run. He can run for a first down if he need to. That's just the new way that they want a quarterback now.
They really didn't try to change Will Levis, just Will Levis was making too many dumb mistakes.
Too many damn dumb mistakes. And one thing I will say about Will Levis, he can throw the ball. He got an arm. He just made a bunch of dumbass mistakes. And I think a lot of times when quarterbacks come in, they have that rocket arm and they think they can make every throw. Even if it's somebody standing between me and you on this TV screen, they think they can throw it between us and it's magically going to go between our chest and into the other person's arm. And that's where the mistakes come in at.
Mark my words, Will Levis will be the backup in Jacksonville next year.
You heard it. All right, man, so our next game, 11-16. Our next game, we got the 49ers and the Seahawks. Breaking news came out, Christian McCaffrey, he's healthy. He's ready to roll. Put him in, let him play. I'm putting him for an anytime touchdown today. I don't think you see much Brian Robinson Jr. today. Kenneth Walker, I believe he's healthy. He's in. You know what this game is, 49ers Seahawks. It's a division game. I don't know the spread of this game. I'm pretty sure the 49ers are a 1.5-point favorite. They lost a lot on defense. A lot on defense. I really don't know what they're going to look like. I will tell you this. Play Kittle. As far as the wide receivers go, Juwan Jennings playing today. He got that contract. Is he good to go?
He good to go.
Juwan Jennings is in. Ricky Pearsall is in.
Ayuk is out.
Ayuk is out. Debo is gone. What do you think the 49ers are going to look like today?
Well, I think they'll look good enough to win the game. I don't think it's going to be pretty. I don't think it's going to be high scoring. But I think they'll get Pearsall involved. They're gonna get Juwan Jennings involved for sure. You always got Kittle as a threat. If McCaffrey is healthy, fully healthy, they will get him the ball through the passing game and the running game, and that'll be enough to get them over the hump against this Seahawks team that is with a new quarterback.
Yeah, I was just finna throw that to you. How confident are you in Sam Darnold running this offense with JSN? Shit, I don't even know who they wide receiver to. Cooper Kupp, damn, couldn't think of his name. Do you have any confidence that Sam Darnold can look like he did in Minnesota with Cooper Kupp and JSN?
Minnesota is a quarterback-friendly system, so the jury is still out on how he's going to look in this other offense. I hope he does good, but the jury is out.
So you're taking San Francisco in the 1.5?
I'm taking San Francisco money line. It opened up San Francisco 2.5, but it's moved to 1.5. So somebody somewhere in some sports book Feels like the Seahawks is going to cover the spread, so I'm taking the money line.
Taking the money line. Here go a game that we're looking forward to. We got the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. I don't even think I need to tell you who the Packers got in offseason unless you've been under a rock. Michael Parsons, he's going to play today. Evidently, his back is good. Detroit, they got Aiden Hutchinson back. They starting the season, and they did lose one of their top offensive linemen. All signs are leading to Jahmyr Gibbs being the RB1 this year. Yesterday, or was it this morning? No, I think it was yesterday. They gave Jameson Wilson an extension.
J-Mo.
So he's going to be there. A lot of people are big on him this season. They think he's going to have a pretty good season. Interested to see what Amon-Ra St. Brown looks like. He had the knee scope done in the offseason. I'm interested to see what this Detroit Lions team look like. They lost both their coordinators. On the other side of the ball, Jordan Love, he got a new toy, got Matthew Golden.
Yeah, he's starting. Well,
he's starting today. I don't think Christian Watson is playing today. One thing that you need to be mindful of, Jaden Reed has a broken foot. It's very painful. He's going to try to play the entire season on his broken foot. So, just a little fantasy, whatever you want to do with that. I don't have Jaden Reed. I can't trust it.
Michael Parsons is questionable today.
Yeah, well, he said he was going to play. I'm assuming that he's going to play.
Yeah, and coming in, having to pick up that new defense, they'll probably play him in just packages.
Yeah, he may just play third down or something.
So, you're probably going to get tired of hearing me say this during the show, but it's week one, divisional underdog on the road. The difference between this divisional underdog and the rest of them, they got a real offensive line. The only question I have for them is how well they go from last year to this year, having a new offensive and defensive coordinator taking over. But I think they have enough with Jared Goff. They've got a two-headed monster in the backfield with Montgomery and Gibbs. You still got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You got Sam Laporta. You got J-Mo. They're going to score some points. I think they can cover 2.5.
You know what? I'm actually surprised Green Bay is favored in this game. I'm with you. Hey, I'm with you on that one. I'm a little surprised Green Bay favored
in this game. That's that home field advantage.
Yeah, I think Detroit going to win this game. I really do.
I'm taking the 2.5 points.
All right, this next game, it's weird. This next game, it's got a total of 43.5 points as opposed to the Lions-Packers 47.5. Excuse me. It's the Houston Texans versus the Rams. On paper, I'm thinking, okay, C.J. Stroud, you got Nico, you got Joe Mixon is out. On paper, I'm thinking this is going to be a, you know, pretty high-scoring game, but it only got it at 43.5. I know why. But both of these teams have really good young defenses. I told y'all early in the season when we – in the earlier shows that if Matthew Stafford can stay healthy, I didn't know he had a back issue. I thought the Rams would go to the Super Bowl. They was the one team that gave us trouble, and Matthew Stafford picked us apart. But now that his back is messed up, I don't know. What are we looking at in this game? Joe Mixon is out. He may be out for the season. Nobody knows. Nobody's saying anything. All offseason in training camp and in the preseason, they were saying Nick Chubb don't look Nick Chubbish no more. He didn't have that burst. He didn't have that speed. He didn't have that whatever it was Nick Chubb had, that it. But apparently he's RB1. I'm a little hesitant to play him against this Rams defense because they can get after it. I do expect to see Damian Pierce. Nico, He's playing. He's the wide receiver one. Christian Kirk is out today. We've also talked about the offensive line troubles that the Texans have. They traded away their best offensive lineman in Laremy Tunsil. I don't know what the Texans going to look like today. I really don't. I know their defense going to be fine. They got Stingley, Will Anderson Jr., Barnett, all those guys. On the other side of the ball, Matthew Stafford, he's dealing with his back injury. You got Puka. You got the new future Hall of Famer. You got Devontae Adams. You got Kyren Williams. What do you think today's game is going to look like?
Stafford's a go. You got Devontae Adams, who is the alpha. You got Puka, who creates some separation. Houston's offense is a lot lighter without Diggs. Dale hurt. Joe Mixon hurt. Braxton Berrios is out. Christian Kirk, who they picked up in the offseason, he's out. The offensive line is a lot lighter than it used to be. Stroud still has talent. But the Rams at home with that rush defense is going to give him some fits today.
Yeah, I think they're going to be a problem. Y'all know how much I love Jared Verse. I think that Rams D-line going to give him a whole lot of problems today. And I love me some C.J. Stroud, but I don't know if he's going to have it today.
Here's a prop for you. Devontae Adams, over 53.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a – I'm trying to see who he has other than Nico to throw to. Jaden Higgins.
The rookie.
Rookie from Iowa State. Do you take a flyer on him? Or you just fading the whole Houston offense today?
Fading the whole Houston offense. Nico. I mean you could do Nico, but if you have a better option with a more stable line against a weaker defense, take that. But I mean Nico's gonna get the targets.
Do you play Nico on your fantasy team? I ain't taking Nico out.
It's hard to take Nico out because the moment you take him out, be the moment he goes off.
Yeah. That's true. So we got our Sunday night showdown. This is the game that everybody wanted to see. It's the Ravens versus the Bills.
I might be drunk by this time.
The Bills come in this game with the best home record in the past five seasons at 35-7. We all know Baltimore. A lot of people feel like Baltimore, top to bottom, is the best team in the league right now. It's hard to disagree with that. They got the should have been MVP last year. He had the greatest season a quarterback has ever had, to most people. How he can improve that, I have no idea. You got a running back that ran for over 1,900 yards. Man, I seen this stat about Derrick Henry. I'm sure you seen it too. Derrick Henry been in the NFL 9 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
He still is 500 yards short of how many yards he ran in high school in 4 years. That's insane.
Yeah. But you had a man child against them little boys.
Bruh, I seen that. I said that's ludicrous. In 9 years, you haven't beat what you did in four. That's crazy. Anyway, a lot of people are down on Mark Andrews this year. I'm playing devil's advocate. I feel like he fumbled and he dropped that 2-point conversion. I feel like Mark Andrews is gonna do everything in his damn power to come out here and prove. Not to us, because it's not us.
To himself
and this team that I'm still that dude. That's how I feel. Lamar's going to be Lamar. Henry's going to be Henry. They gave Rashad Bateman some money. He's going to be there. They got D-Hop. They got Zay Flowers. I think the Ravens ready. I think the Ravens ready to go, bro. I do.
So the Bills open as a 1.5-point favorite. Now the Ravens are a 1.5-point favorite.
Yep.
The over has hit 11 of Baltimore Ravens' last 15 games as a favorite.
Yep. This game has the highest over under today, too.
You got two MVP quarterbacks. And I say two because one won, one should have won. You had an argument either way. You got two explosive offenses. You got the everything, everybody eats offense versus the Ravens, who have good skill players at every fucking position. Both secondaries still have a few holes. They're not perfect. It's prime time spot. Don't overthink it. Just play that over. Yeah. I took the over of 50.5. It's going to be explosive tonight.
Yep. I want to see who Josh Allen throws the ball to the most today.
Everybody.
I mean, it's got to be one. It's got to be one when it's 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6.
Well, you know, they just signed Gabe Davis, so I don't think he's going to be a factor tonight. But that'll look good for their offense for the rest of the year as they get him in there. I think Keon Coleman might be ready to make that jump. You got Josh Palmer. You still got two tight ends that are worthy of throwing to in Kincaid and Knox. James Cook got his money. Get him some dink and dunks out of the backfield. You got to watch for Josh Allen to run the ball. We're going to have a good game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. Houston Texans running back Nick Chubb will be the bell cow running back today. That's saying a lot.
Who said that?
I guess he got it on Sleeper.
Oh, okay. You right, Reggie?
Last game.
Kincaid might be a good good prop bet.
He may be. He may be.
Yep.
Last game, Monday night football. We got the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. You know what this is. I want to see J.J. McCarthy in his official debut. He came in last year with Caleb Williams, but he was out for that meniscus. I want to see what he looks like. The Bears, everybody know they got Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson been riding their ass, pause in practice and offseason and preseason. Want to see what this offense looks like. Want to see Justin Jefferson if that hamstring is fully healthy. If the Bears can actually live up to what we think they're going to look like. So Monday night game, everybody going to be watching. What you think? You think J.J. McCarthy can fit the bill?
Well,
Addison suspended first three games.
Still suspended. I think this is going to be a good game. Yeah, you got J.J. He's making his debut as a starting quarterback. He had to sit out last year and watch and learn, which is probably a good thing for him. The Vikings has a quarterback-friendly system. Still got Aaron Jones. You got Jay Jetta. He is always going to be a focus. You got T.J. Hockenson. They all know their offense. Caleb Williams finally has a coach that is coaching him. Because if you read anything about last year, he was doing film studies by himself because they weren't really coaching him.
Yeah.
So you got the new look offense. Ben Johnson has them guys preparing like Detroit was preparing the past couple years. I think with his play calling and Caleb Williams with the weapons that he's got is going to make for a good game. I am actually taking the Bears main line here.
I like it. I think I'm with you. I think they're going to get on J.J. McCarthy's ass this game, too.
Yep. I think Caleb Williams is more ready.
Yeah, I think they're going to force him to make a bunch of quick decisions that he's not ready to make. So, yeah, I think Bears money line, too. I need DeAndre Swift to be the running back he was the first 6 weeks when he was in Philadelphia. I really think dude got talent, man. I really do. His vision is questionable, but when he hit the hole and he get in that open field, man, he is a good running back. But he got to learn how to hit the hole.
So a good prop to take right now, if you can still get it at this price. I took Caleb Williams over 219.5 passing yards at -110. He's hit that 5 of the last 6 against soft pass defenses. I think he can hit that tonight. Well, I'm sorry, Monday night. Yeah. They can hit that Monday night.
All right. We got it done. It's 11:33, man. We got 27 minutes until week one. I got my Sunday ticket and my red zone ready. My Eagles already done won, so I can chill. I got 10 fantasy leagues I got to keep up with. I got all my notifications on. Today going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day. I'm claiming it now. Let's see. I do have some news. Xavier Worthy has a separated shoulder. They don't know if he's going to need surgery or not. If he needs surgery, his season is over. If he doesn't need surgery, he can play on with it throughout the season, but he will have to wear a brace. They are still doing tests on that. That's kind of big for the Chiefs. Also, we've already said Darnell Mooney is out. Alan Lazard is out. Christian Kirk is out. What else? I think we hit everything, T. I think we knocked it on out.
Here's a play that I did not send out, so take it for what it's worth. One leg has already hit. It was my touchdown parlay. Jamar Chase anytime. Jahmyr Gibbs anytime. Saquon already hit. Devontae Adams anytime. Trey McBride anytime. And Malik Nabers anytime.
So mine would be Jamar Chase, Bijan Robinson, Tyreek Hill, Ashton Jeanty. I want to say DK Metcalf so bad, but I just
Jeanty scares me.
I think they're going to get down in the red zone and he's going to – what do you before we get out of here, let me ask you this. What do you think Jeanty's stats look like today? A lot of people picked him in the first round or early second, and he's their RB1 today. So what do you realistically think his stats are going to look like today?
50 to 75 yards.
No touchdowns?
No touchdowns.
All right. Al in, man. Hack, I'm glad you got up early. You had to let them women lay in the bed while you do the show. I appreciate it.
It's been a fool. I'm about to go downstairs, grab me something to eat, and come back and sit in front of this TV so you know where I'll be at all day.
Yeah.
I'll probably look for a few props for the later games and try to get some more props out. I'm pretty much done for these early games, but we'll see if I get some more plays out. We will try to have a show either Wednesday or Thursday, if possible, for college football. Worst case scenario, we might have to move to Friday, but with my schedule right now, it's crazy. We'll try to do something, though.
Most definitely. Start Matthew Stafford or Russell Wilson.
Stafford?
Stafford. Not even close. Yeah. If you're looking for some bets, of course – you got Magic's Bet, you got 615 Parlay Slayer. And if you currently go on Twitter, if you scroll for 30 seconds, you'll come across 350,000 bets. Probably ain't none of them going to hit. You know how it is.
Go ahead. If you don't like to scroll on Twitter just taking a chance, being a member of our Discord, which you have to sign up for either the free or the paid subscription. We do have a Twitter thread of trusted cappers that consistently hit, so you don't have to guess whether they're good or not.
Absolutely. I'm ready, T.
Me too.
It's almost time.
Hey, we're right there.
I'm finna go put some touchdown parlays in that ain't gonna hit.
You right. I hope one of them hit, though.
I'm going for it today. It's week one. Why not? Let's see what we can do.
I just hope I get my money back. I was up over 5 units yesterday on college football. I'm happy.
College football, please wait till they play 4 games before you put out the AP top 25, please. I'm petitioning this. We ain't going to get into it. The show is over. I'm about to go watch NFL. That's a done deal. That was yesterday. Please.
you say it's over, but I got one thing I need to touch on. South Florida, Lord of mercy, they the real deal.
They are. If they beat Miami next week, I don't know.
Stay tuned for the next show.
Stay tuned for the next show. Oh, before I get out of here, one of my favorite players, NBA players, Carmelo Anthony. Congrats, sir. You are a Hall of Famer. Dwight Howard, Maya Moore, Sue Bird. Proud of all y'all. I'm proud. I watched all y'all play. I felt that needed to be said. On that note, man, we appreciate y'all. Go watch football. Go fire up the grill. Get on Uber Eats. Get you a beer. Get in your favorite chair. Get all your fantasy apps ready.
It's the inaugural starting week of the Pushing the Line Fantasy Football League, and I'm here to win.
I'm probably going to go undefeated in this league. We're going to keep y'all updated on that. A few of y'all are in there. Good luck to y'all. Not really, but good luck anyway. I'm gone, man. I'm ready to go, baby. I'm ready to go.
Peace out.
Magic's bets in the cut, got the game on lock. Flipping dimes, calling shots, every move non-stop. 615, bully slayer, player odds like dice. In the trap house, betting lines, making racks feel nice. Pushing the line, we don't fold, don't shy. Cashing tickets, count a green.